What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Y'all Ain't Easy podcast. Let's go. And we going. Yeah. I am all over the place right now. It's so ridiculous, man. What's up,
you was like this last week.
Exactly.
What's up, everybody? This is Darnell from the Y'all Ain't Easy podcast.
What's up? This is Rob.
And your girl, Nisha.
Yeah. And we're excited about our podcast where we bring our conversation to you about how we feel about the world, family, life, relationships.
And whatever else you want to talk about.
Yeah. As we always do, I want to encourage you to make sure you go listen to our episodes. If you haven't listened to us, you can go check us out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Google Podcasts. Please make sure you follow us on all social medias. Well, not all, but the main ones. I can say Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. That's Y'all Ain't Easy_podcast. Facebook's a little different as Y'all Ain't Easy and RJD podcast. Listen to our episodes. Let us know how you feel about it. If you're afraid to, I would love for you guys to comment on our post. That would be great. But you can always inbox us if you want to be a part of the show or have some questions, comments, or concerns. You can email us at y'allainteasy@gmail.com. We'd greatly appreciate it. Other than that, what's up, people? How's your week been?
What up?
What up?
The week has been good. No complaints. This weather has been picking up. So that kind of puts you in a good mood sometimes.
Yeah. That's what's up.
But, you know, other than that, just pushing through, trying to get through this semester and, you know, no complaints.
GPA is good?
GPA so far is good. That's it did, up. You know, I'm trying to get it back up. It dropped last semester. I started the fall semester with 3.9.
Nice.
And then I got a B- last semester and two A's and a B minus, but it went down. And I got a P because one of the classes was a pass fail class. So it's just a credit. Okay. And it went down to like 3.6 or something. So I'm trying to get it back up. I want to graduate with a 3.9 or higher.
Yes. What's up, man? Get it up. All right.
Keep this. Gotcha.
What's up, Rob?
It's not like a directive from Darnell. Like, but that's what's up though. Yeah. Nah, man, good week. You know me. Back, ready to be back, man. Happy to be back doing our thing. So nothing too crazy going on for me, man.
Yeah. That's what's up. Before I get any further, I don't want to forget, you know, our boy Joaquin is not on the show today. He's handling some business, but he'll be back. Just give praise and shout out to our prayers and shout out to our boy.
Yes, sir.
Brother Joaquin.
Yes, sir.
He'll be back soon. But recap, my week has actually been good, you know, no complaints. My eyes hurt.
Is there a reason why your eyes hurting?
Being on the computer and being on the phone
24/7.
I get eye strains. It's been,
you always got something going on, man. I love you to death, but it's always, you know what I'm saying? Every check-in. You know?
That is old not
man. It's old man problem.
That is not true. I did hit 40 last year. And, you know, but I've been getting eye strains like forever. I need to learn how to just like cut my light down on my
screen
computer.
Time.
Yeah. And get off Dimmit. That phone. Yeah. I got to get away from the phone.
That's what they tell the kids.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure you guys are always on the phone.
Yeah. I am. Yeah. I think my prescription for my glasses has increased and I go back by my birthday. So I'm sure I'm going to need to spend tons more money because I technically have bifocal lenses. I spend tons of money to thin them bad boys out.
Yeah. That's so crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But other than that, let's recap some things before we get into our main topic of what's been going on. One thing that was kind of hilarious, you know, I don't want to spend much time on him, but we do talk about Kanye West from time to time. And he got a new person that he's going back and forth with, that he's threatening. And that's D.L. Hughley, out of all people. Who would think that Kanye West would be going back and forth with D.L. Hughley? But Kanye West didn't like a comment that D.L. Hughley made in pertaining to him and his, I was going to say wife, but his, not his wife. I don't even know what's going on. Are they divorced? Whatever that
they're
is.
They're not divorced, but they're separated. They're still they're legally married, but single.
Yeah, but, you know, he really loved that girl, but that's someone else, like, I don't know what it is with Kanye West now that he's always threatening people with goons and giving out addresses and stuff like that. But he got to stop that. He's going to be paying tons of lawsuits, man. He's a
Wait.
You knew Rob was about to step in.
This is my thing.
What's your thing, cuz?
So, like, you know, I feel like Kanye this time was a little bit justified in his actions this time.
Why? Oh, come on. Let's do it.
Why? Okay, so let's walk through what happened.
Okay, let's do it.
You know, and the media does a wonderful job of portraying Kanye. And he does a lot of things to help the media, but they also spin a lot of things. So Kanye came out and he actually let everyone know behind the scenes what was happening. The dude, Pete Davidson, sent him a picture in Kim Kardashian's bed, talking about, "I'm in bed with your ex-wife."
Is this not after he made a whole video cutting the man's head off?
Kanye,
if you threaten, Rob, if you threaten to kill me, if you depict it in a visual for the entire world to see, if you disrespect me, like, right, his name is Skeet, right, and that came from Ye, right? So every chance he gets, he says something. How many times has P said something? So then he comes out, and the first thing he say, it's some real to the left stuff. And everybody's like, he shouldn't have said it. Nah, Kanye shouldn't have said it. Kanye shouldn't have poked the bear. Like, because I that's the stuff that I'm on. I'm going to go low. Yeah. Right?
Wait.
If you try to come for me, I'm going to go low.
Yeah.
And, like, that's just what it is.
They're beefing.
He was very respectful in there. He acknowledged Kanye's mental health.
He was taking digs at him. He wasn't being respectful. He was being an asshole.
He acknowledged his own mental health. He offered his help to Kanye. You know,
he clearly was digging at Kanye. And I feel like Kim was there laying with him, telling him what to say. It kind of came across.
He should have took the picture and showed it with Kim in the bed.
That was foul.
That would have been dope.
But listen, why do we know Kanye? Why have we loved Kanye for years? We love him as a what? He's a what? He's an artist, right? Kanye West is an artist. So that video of him decapitating Pete with the flowers, that's artistic expression.
It could have been somebody else. It didn't have to be Pete.
Now I'm spending it on you.
How much is Kanye paying you for this? How much is Jay paying you?
Nah, I'm spending it on you.
I cannot believe my family is feeling like this.
What if I made a video about you depicting you and cutting off your head and stuff like that in the video? Now
I'm used to you cutting me off, so that ain't no different.
That wasn't a good one.
You know what I'm saying?
That's absolutely good comeback, though.
You can't be serious. Like, you have to see that what Kanye's doing and the way he's behaving is all the way left. People are not supposed to ignore that. And then you can't judge people for how they respond to your disrespect. Like, that man has been blatantly disrespecting this man for a minute.
But
now,
see, cuz, this is the problem. Yes, he has been. But so now when Pete disrespects Kanye, it's supposed to be warranted. Like, yo, his kids, she's messing around, not letting his kids come to this service and picking and choosing when he can come, like, to the parties and everything. Like, that's going to drive any man who loves his kids.
Dog, didn't Kanye just make a post about him not being able to see his kid? And then didn't Kim just hit him up, like, can you stop lying? You was just picking up the kids or taking them to school.
Yeah, but she's in control of when he can see his kids. That's still an issue.
What I'm saying to you is, how do we believe? Because he just said he hasn't seen his children. Kim immediately responds and says, please stop lying. You were at the house this morning bringing them to school. Like, That's the stuff I'm talking about. Like, why did he say that in the same moment that he's seen his kids? Not Kanye's, the day before when he hadn't seen them maybe for a week or 3 days. You know what I mean? He the day of, and this is what you do. Like, Kanye's because a clown.
He wanted them to come to Sunday service.
Nobody and cares she didn't about his Sunday service.
See, and she didn't allow him to come to Sunday service. He was upset.
See, this is where we start turning the conversation, because this is where I got a problem with. And I didn't even want to go down this lane. Kanye West was married to Kim. Okay. Now they break up regardless of who Kim is messing with anything. Why do we always tend to go after the person that really don't have nothing to do with the situation? Even if you verse the roles, like say if you're getting into with your man, we always go at that new woman. Or we always go at that new man without addressing the issue directly. Why does that happen a lot? I'm not going to say all the time, but a lot. What does he got to do with him and Kim not letting him see and their kid issues and stuff like that? Why is he brought into it?
Because he can't get under Kim's skin the way he wants to by going after her. So he's going to try to do everything he can.
That's
all
weird.
I see it as. I mean, Kim's just like keep moving on and doing her thing. And he's out here being a clown. The thing that as smart as he is though, like why doesn't he understand that all of this stuff a judge is going to, like, what none of y'all are taking into consideration? Oh, you know, y'all are worried about what Pete said to him. Pete don't have no damn kids. Pete's not in court trying to fight for custody and going through a divorce. Pete don't have to worry about what the judge is hearing him say or watching him say on these social media sites. Kanye does. Kanye has so much more to lose than Pete does. And he keeps putting himself in a position to not get what he ultimately wants in the end. You can't do this type of stuff in the middle of like a whole divorce and custody battle and don't think that the person who you're fighting with is not going to use these things in court against you.
Well,
and don't think that the judge is not going to look at that and say, there seems to be some sort of a problem here, sir. Like,
well, excuse Kanye for going through his first divorce and not his fourth divorce, like Kim Kardashian, and not knowing how to play the game in front of the judges.
Oh,
excuse
cute.
Kanye for that.
That's
I'm so
cute.
Sorry.
You better break me off some of this bread Ye's giving you.
No, I'm
break
just saying,
me off
like,
some of this bread.
Everybody's victimizing Kim Kardashian. Like, she doesn't have a long history of being in these
That's
relationships
not,
and I'm going
nah.
sour. No,
y'all,
I'm just saying, like,
y'all taking it out of, nah, y'all
that
are
ain't
looking
got nothing
at,
to do with
y-
it.
That's nothing. We're talking about that. Rob, what the problem with people is they can't separate things. We're talking about what is happening right now in the moment for us to see. We don't know what their marriage was like on the outside. And, you know,
all I'm saying, this
we don't
is
know
fourth,
any of that.
Third or
doesn't
fourth
matter.
Marriage.
It
third
doesn't matter.
Third or fourth marriage. So,
it doesn't
so,
matter.
So,
and he stayed the longest. And
he
stayed the longest.
So how are we going to, so why are we discrediting what Kanye's saying? Kanye's saying she's playing games. She's keeping my kids away from me. She's
because
doing
then
all
he's
these
showing
things.
Us that he's a psycho on
she,
public.
So
platform.
She's shown us that she's a psycho with her four marriages. Like,
no,
why
that's
is
not
she
doesn't mean that somebody is a psycho
slate.
Because they've been married four times. That's not what that means. That's not what that
hey,
means.
You know what's so
something's
funny?
Wrong with you if you got four marriages, yo.
Can
I'm
say,
sorry.
Okay,
that's
but,
just like if you got four kids by four different women. We're gonna discuss that too. Like
he decided
it's
to
the
go.
Same.
He decided to get in a marriage with someone that actually had three marriages before him, right? That's
kind of
weird. But at the same time, he ain't
this
as powerful. You know,
is crazy.
Can I say something else?
He asked her to marry him.
This brother
she
ain't as powerful as he think he is, is he? He ain't as powerful as he think he is, is he?
I mean,
he's not above the law, is he? He think he is.
We'll see. We'll see.
That's what's up. Let me get out of this while I can before we get
into it. Yes, please. The Rob's making me mad.
Yeah. Another thing that's been hitting
keep fighting,
news.
Yay.
Yeah, yeah. That's what's up. another thing that's been hitting the news is Mr. Jesse Smollett.
I think his name is Jesse. I think you keep saying Jesse. Like, it's Jesse. Like, J-U, right? It's not J-E.
I mean,
it's spelled J-U.
Yeah,
but it's not Jesse.
Can I actually be honest with you?
Huh.
I really don't give a damn. I don't care if he's Jesse, Gussy, Cussy, Bussy. Well, it don't even matter. I don't really care about him at that
we
point.
Know.
But for the
I
sake
think everybody
of everybody
knows who you're talking about.
I'm talking about Jesse. Is that cool, Renisha? that you took the time. You could have corrected me.
We want to respect these people.
You could have corrected me before we recorded in our debriefing.
I'm sorry.
You wanted to wait until I hit record. Ridiculous. These cousins, I don't know what to do. And I have nobody to defend me at this point. But
no,
anyway, Jussie, let me get it right. Jussie Smollett is his name. Thanks, Renisha. You just threw me off.
I'm sorry.
Everybody knows him from the show Empire. I'm not going to say everybody. Some people know him from the show Empire. You should know him. If you don't know him, his little hoax that he did in 2019 of January should have got you guys to get to know him, that he wasn't famous enough, that he had the created host, that he was attacked by two masked men while he was coming from Subways, and they were trying to put a noose around his neck. All this stuff that it just wasn't making sense of how all this stuff happened as the story started to fold. And it came out that he wasn't actually telling the truth about his situation. Well, allegedly he wasn't telling the truth, and he ended up getting his case dropped. At that time, I think he had like 16 charges against him, and he ended up getting it dropped. But the prosecutor that actually took over the case in 2019 of August said, no, that's not going to happen, where his case was going to get dropped, because he had a lot of people on the hunt looking for these two masked men. And he tried to make it seem like it was like a hate crime against the LGBTQ plus. Hopefully I said that right. LGBTQ plus.
Yes, you did.
Thank you.
Yes,
no disrespect. And as it tend to fold it, some people believed them, some people didn't believe them. And it wasn't making sense to me. And it ended up being like two black brothers. They ended up being, I believe they were brothers, and they came out and ended up telling the truth of how this all came about. And it just ended up that Jussie, now got to get it right, end up trying to plot this whole situation, which was kind of weird. And fast forward to that, we can go back and recap. I just want to get to the point where, you know, the prosecutor still wanted to go on with the charges, because it just too much that was going on in the city in Chicago based off of this situation. Would it be in a hate crime? They were trying to get, there was a lot of searches looking for these two men. And it's just been going on and on. So he ended up with this case, ended up getting, having to pay restitution of $120,000. He had to pay $25,000 in fines. He had to do 150 days in jail, and then he had to do 30 months of probation. And he ended up getting locked up, and he did like 6 days. Now, his brother ended up doing 6 days. Not that his case is over. You know, they're saying it's far from over, but his attorneys, he has some good attorneys, that he was able to get out of jail in 6 days. And I thought that was crazy. But how do you guys feel about this whole situation with Jussie? You think it's deserved?
I think he's still being dramatic, because apparently the report came out that he hasn't eaten in 6 days. Like, yo, we don't care about your reports, bro. Keep your reports to yourself. I have a big issue with this and what he did. You know, I'm not even going to say allegedly, because now he's been convicted, correct?
Right.
Yes.
Okay. So when people do this, man, they really take from the people that are actually going through hate crimes and having these things done, man. He tried to capitalize on this at the height of everyone attacking President Trump. You know, he even said, oh, as they were beating me up and making slurs and putting a noose around my neck, they yelled out MAGA. When I heard this, I said immediately, this dude's lying, yo. Like, why did everything perfectly align to say MAGA, a noose? You know, it was over the top, just like that terrible show that he was on, that he was starring on. It's just completely over the top, bro. Like, I mean, he deserves every day in jail. He deserves every fine that he's going to get. And I'm tired of him, to be honest with you, man.
Yeah. It was actually kind of out of sight and out of mind for a little bit until now. What's up, Renisha? How you feel about it?
I don't really have a feeling. I think he definitely deserves his little 150 days. I mean, I don't know what's an appropriate jail time. I do think a punishment needs to happen. So if 150 days it is, then 150 days it is. The crazier thing is, I think they're trying to have him out because he just filed an appeal. Mm-hmm. So I think they let him out while the appeal is being pushed through. But
it's kind of weird.
That can be such a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, so what happens if he doesn't win the appeal and has to do the 150 days anyways? Then he would have been did his 150 days he by gets this
six,
time.
Don't forget about the like, 6 days as time served. So.
So it's like, I mean, unless he has a really good chance of winning the appeal, which is usually based on some sort of a mishap in the bottom part of the original trial, mm-hmm. or some new evidence that could find him not guilty. But I didn't follow all the way through. I did read reports. And one of the reports I read was that there was a practice caught on tape of the assault. So they did a run through.
Wow. That's, I did not know about that.
Yes. I was reading it and part of this was going on and supposedly that was part of what was presented. Like there was a whole run through. So I guess when there's so much evidence against you like that, like how do you try to say, you know what I mean? It's not what it is.
Yo, I feel like when they appeal things like that, like you should have the option of adding more time. If you're gonna make us for your appeal, like okay, cool, prove yourself right. But if you get this wrong, we have an opportunity to add more time to your sentence. Like that's what I feel like needs to happen to his ass.
They do not want you in law enforcement.
That's yo, crazy. I'm saying that's our tax dollars, y'all. That's crazy.
Can I just say one thing? Oh, I'm sorry, Rob. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
Look at that. That was an apology and everything, Rob.
Yeah.
That was genuine. He really didn't mean to do that.
I'm not used to that. Go ahead, Donnell. I'm sorry.
That's ridiculous. I just want to, I'll recap the other part. But the one part about that, I think it was bad acting to Jussie. I just wanted to tell you, you should have never brought the subway back to your hotel. You should have left it on the street. Like, it just that you still wanted to eat after all that took place that you were able to. I mean,
I know, right? I know.
I'm like, come on, man. Like, order something else. Like, have Uber Eats come to your hotel. You're a little bit startled.
Subway would be a trigger for me.
Yeah. Could you imagine, like, me getting attacked by two masked men? They're trying to put a noose around my neck and all that stuff. Not saying he let the subways go, but even if he let it go, I'm picking up my stuff and I'm going to make sure I get that Subway sandwich and bring. I don't know. He wasn't smart about it. So then the question asks now that Jussie was on Empire. He was an up and coming famous actor already. What would be the point now? Because the prosecutor is saying that he did this whole hoax to boost his career. In the meanwhile, all the people that got involved with this stuff is the reason why they went forward with these charges, because this was absolutely ridiculous to go to this extent. And all the hours that were put into this. Why? I'm still trying to understand why he would go to this point if he was already climbing the ladder, as you would say. Is he not? Go ahead, Rob. What'd you say?
It's greed, bro. It's greed. Like, it's simple and plain. Simple and plain.
He was falling off the spotlight. I don't think he was in the spotlight at the time. I don't think the show, I mean, it was pandemic, so I don't think the show was going on. The show was what was keeping his name and keeping him out. So maybe he just needed a stunt to feel relevant.
You know who we need to blame, y'all? I'm going to tell y'all who's... I'm telling you, you know who's to blame for all of this?
Trump.
If you... Nah, not even Trump. Trump actually caught a bet. He caught a raw deal in this, right? The person that's most responsible for Jussie's ass acting up is 50 Cent. It's 50 Cent. It was power. Power came in there and just took Empire completely out. And I feel like this dude was grasping.
That's a fact. I think that's really a fact, because Power and Empire, they were actually going at it a little bit.
They were.
Who was mimicking off of who was stealing from what and all this stuff. And it was taking the light, as we can see with all these branches off of Power, that they were taking the light from Empire. And
It was a beat. It was a beef back and forth, remember? With Taraji
P. Henson. Yeah.
It was crazy. One more thing real quick I want to say on that, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know I always do this. Donnell always says, Rob's over. One more thing.
You just talked about this.
But yo, I'm sorry, but I'm a little bit heated with the situation. Like, this Jussie thing has definitely got under my skin. Because one other thing I forgot that really pissed me off with this man immediately after that, stood on stage and called himself the gay Tupac. Do y'all know that?
Yeah, yeah, dude.
Yo, he got on stage.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, he went completely over the top.
Yeah.
Like, I'm the gay Tupac. Like, yo, he needs to go to jail, bro.
And I didn't understand what was the point of him actually putting that as a why?
Because he wanted to make it all about him. The moment was about him. It wasn't about what happened. He, all of a sudden now, is supposed to be looked at as this great messiah because allegedly he was the victim of a hate crime, which wasn't even true.
Yeah.
It just was like, come on. That's sickening, bro.
Yeah, it is absolutely ridiculous. And, now, I don't know. Sometimes people try to shy away from talking about it because, you know, with the whole thing that's been going on with racism and stuff like that, people just like, you know, we don't want to really say, you know, he's a black brother. We don't want it. But no, wrong is wrong.
Yep.
To be honest with you, wrong is absolutely wrong. Like in this case, you had people, because of stuff that's been going on in the world, they felt extra sorry for Jussie.
Right.
Now he's Jussie. It's so funny. I'm like pronouncing, make sure I say Jussie.
Making that sure.
They were extra. Like they had, even people that were in the industry was like fending for him. Like he wouldn't lie like this. And I don't know why you guys saying he's lying. But then it turns out that all those people are quiet now. You know, besides, you know, there's still a few people that's delusional that feel that, you know, he's not lying. Like, I don't get it. It just doesn't make sense to me. But I'm going to call you out if I see something that's absolute, because I'm just like, that even put an extra stain for me when I heard about it. I was like, dang, like things keep happening. You know, it's a black brother. That's not right. You know what I mean? You guys shouldn't be jumping on him and trying to kill him. You know what I mean? But it wasn't true. Jussie. I mean, you owe some people something. I don't know what. You owe an apology. Like, this probably would have lightened up on you if you just went and just did an apology tour or something, man. Because you do, I feel, you know, everybody else, man, I feel that you owe a public apology for this. Will they ever get it? I don't know, because you're still in denial. But I think he owes a public apology.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
But, Renisha, you good?
Yeah, so I did have something that I wanted to touch on.
Let's get into it.
y'all know me. So my social media always brings me great ideas. So recently, I guess, what's this guy's name?
Yeah. I just went completely blank.
Yeah, him.
Oh, Lil Durk. Lil Durk. Is it
okay.
Lil Durk?
Lil Durk.
I the Lils be killing me. I don't know who be going with what, but
yeah.
Apparently he made some sort of a statement stating that he doesn't want a woman who is passed around, which is why he chose his now fiance to be his soon to be wife. But he's 29 and he has 7 children with different women.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to understand what gives men the audacity to request such purity when they're like community peen 101 out here in these streets. Like I don't get it. Is it really this thing of like women are supposed to be these sacred, you know, holier than thou, and men can just sell their royal oats all over the place, you know, and they're like crowned for that? Because they're really not, to be honest. Like, there is a bunch of women that feel the same way about men who sleep around that men, the way men feel about women who sleep around. Mm-hmm. So men call women hoes, we call men hoes. Like, men have bad things and negative connotations to say about a woman who is promiscuous or has several baby daddies. And we have names for men in the same situation. Like, we don't give them kudos. I don't say no hats off to them. Like, community peen is community peen. I just don't understand why these types of men are looking for such pure women as if they are entitled to such. Like, what's going on?
Darnell, you want to go first or you want me to go first? It's up to you.
I'm going to be quick. You know, and of course, I'll come back later. But I'll go first. The thing with that statement for him is that I don't feel that just listening to that, that he kind of meant it that way.
Okay.
I feel like men can do what they want, sleep with whoever they want to. Women can sleep with whoever they want to. But when it comes to choosing that one for him, he has the right not to say it publicly. He can, which he did, but I don't think you need to say it publicly that you're looking for somebody that's a little more pure and not been sleeping around, even though that's what he may have liked in the past.
Or that's what he is doing.
Yeah, that's what
so what doing. What so you don't want you don't want an equal. You don't want nobody doing, men don't want women doing what they do, which is why that saying is true of like men can't take the same type of hurt and pain
is
as
that
women.
Where it was going that it I mean
no I'm I just saying like you going I just some... I feel like the audacity of a man,
yeah,
especially a man who has
I get that too
a record ton of women in his tracks to think that he has the right to, I mean, I guess, don't get me wrong, you always have the right to want what you want, regardless, mm-hmm. I guess, of your circumstance, right?
Machine, so
even if you're broke, you have the right to want to be rich or want nice things. You have that right. However, if that is your right, I don't think putting down people who are not of your choice should be the way to go, because you don't have the right to do that. Like, that's the pot calling the kettle black. Like, you can't do that. You can't be a hoe and then talk about somebody being a hoe, whether you're a man or a woman. Like, that can't happen. I mean, maybe someone's a better hoe, but you can't, like, it just can't be that way. Men gotta stop doing that.
See, I agree with Darnell on this. I don't see it as if he was putting anyone down. I think he was talking about what he prefers, what he wants.
Oh, right? And that's fine. But we are also going to talk about it as let's not take away from the fact that men look at women like this all the time, right? Men don't want the woman that had the football team, right? That's not typically who he really wants. Some people do end up with that woman. I mean, because those women end up with somebody eventually, right? But
yeah,
it is not, I brought it up because of him, but it is a actual thing that men think. Men want the purest of women, even when their mothers aren't the purest of women, right? Like, it amazes me.
But why would it amaze you? Why would it amaze you that
Because they put down, like, you can't put down what you was birthed from. Like, some of these men were birthed from what they be dogging out here in these streets. Like, don't do that. Like, you can't do that. If that's not your choice, let that be that. I'm not saying people can't have a choice. Even if your ding-a-ling is probably, like, known in every household in the state of Massachusetts, it doesn't matter, right? You can have your choice to only want that girl that's been with a small number of people. But the women who haven't and have had more sexual experiences, you should not judge them because they're not the woman that you want to choose, because you're a hoe yourself. Like, I just don't understand hoes judging hoes, whether you're man or woman. That's my thing. Like, how does that happen?
I hear you, but by him saying, and let's talk through this because I really want to understand.
Well, you're still talking about him because we clarified, like, if it's his choice, like, okay,
we'll take him out of it. We'll take him out of it. Any individual that says, hey, this is what I like, I don't think it's any different than saying, I like tall women, I like short women, I like big women, I like small women. I think it's along those same lines.
You're still missing the point. I'm not talking about your choice. I'm talking about your choice and then the backlash to what you don't choose afterwards. So because you choose this woman, these women, you got to call bitches and hoes, and, you know, you got to insult or attack their sexual being because that's not what you choose.
I guess that's the part I'm missing, because I didn't see him disrespect anyone.
He didn't. And that's why I said we done talking to him. And I said it trickles over into real life situations where men are labeling women as hoes. Men who are hoes are labeling other women as hoes. Why? Because she slept with the same amount of men as women as you slept with.
See, I would have said it. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I see it different if he wouldn't have actually said he don't want a hoe.
That's what I'm saying.
If he didn't say Now, only I'm bringing it back to him because I see where it branches off and it draws that other conversation, because you want this type of woman for everything else. When you guys are partying it up and you guys are going crazy and doing all, you want all that type of stuff. But now you're going to announce you don't want the hoe because you want someone that's a little more pure. But I think it's because he sees this in front of his eyes. And he's like, yeah, that is not the type of woman. I understand you can't really down what you be celebrating any other time. But if he didn't announce it out, I think it would have been different. But I think because he see it, he realized that that's not the type I'm bringing home. Like, that's not the type I want around me. There's someone that's been around the block in 180 days. Because that's, now, I wouldn't say it publicly, but I feel like I have a right to say it because I know that I'm not around the world in 180 days. And I know I'm not taking home anybody that's been around the world in 180 days. But it's no, I'm not going to say it publicly because I'm not going to make it seem like I'm bashing anybody. Because I'm not bashing nobody whatsoever. But I get where you branched that off from.
Well, it branched off in conversation. Like, in the post that I got it from, they did talk about him and, you know, his baby's mamas and all his kids and his girlfriend, I think, maybe only having a kid maybe by him. Mm-hmm. I'm not exactly sure. Don't quote me. But, you know, everybody threw in their comments. Yeah. And so it did kind of turn into that. Men would talk. So then men started talking about, like, no nigga want a chick who been around, you know, fucked all the homies or, you know. Like, so it came to, again, talking about nobody wanting to be with a woman who has had a lot of sexual partners, where these men, and when it came up, like, oh, men do it all the time, it was a men can't, women can't. You know what I mean? So I'm bringing it up because why can't women? Why can't women? Like, why can't women? Why can't women do the same thing men do and get the same respect that men do for doing it? Why do women got to be hoes, but men is the man? Like, why is that the standard, and why is that how, you know, things? Why is that how it is?
Now, I see where that's branching off, because I do see that as a little different of a conversation. But that stigma's kind of been out there for quite a bit. That men do what they want. Women, you stay home, you be a housewife. No, you can't be doing this. You don't be doing that, or you're going to be looked at as a hoe. And there was really no name out there for men. There was no name out there for men that go around and do what they want, because, you know, they were the, you know, the breadwinners. They were the ones in charge.
But they're hoes. They're hoes, though. They're hoes.
But
they're hoes. Men are hoes.
Men weren't called.
Men have community peen. And, like, these are the things.
That's
new. That happened.
Maybe that's the new name. Maybe that's the new name that you can give to men. Maybe that'll travel around the world. But it just kind of, like, it was always looked at as men can do what they want, but women can't.
By men. Men always felt like that.
Women
don't be feeling like that. But that's why women do what the hell they want now.
Okay, so
because women is like, we over that.
Now we're going to go somewhere.
We want to do too.
But at the same time, if there weren't people participating in it, right? Maybe I shouldn't go down that hole.
I want to hear this.
Like, you can't be something unless someone else allows it. Okay? Now, I feel like, you know, women do come at men a lot about them sleeping around with a whole bunch of women. But you can't sleep with a whole bunch of women without participants. Right? So, if
it's some people... It's not the same with both sexes?
It's true, but they're not the ones arguing about it.
Okay, gotcha.
I'm not trying to say, but I understand what you're saying, but I just feel like there should also be better control on both sides with that thing where, you know, I understand with your whole talk of, like, they say, like, women are hoes, men can do whatever they want. That's been out there for forever. And to be honest with you, I don't think that's ever going to change, ever in my lifetime. But I do think they can be stopped. They can definitely be stopped. Unless once things stop being so easy access.
Wait.
I think men are easier to hump than women are to hump, or just as easy. Like, it don't take nothing for men. Like, men gotta do the most to get sex, and women just gotta be cute.
I disagree.
Right? Like, men usually spend money, like, they take you on a date usually. Men do things monetarily.
Probably with regular people, not celebrities.
Well, we're not celebrities. You know, we started talking about
Lil Durk.
We did, and then we just, you know, started. Yeah. But at the end of the day, I don't think that men should feel great about, like, that they slept with.
I got to get myself in trouble. Totally. I got to get myself in trouble right here. I have to. I'm trying. I'm quiet. I'm sitting here not saying anything.
I'm sorry.
And Radisha just said, it's easier or it's harder for men to get sex than it is for a woman. Is that what you just said?
No, I said, meaning it doesn't take, we don't have to do nothing to have you. We can just tell you we want to hump you. Mm. And you're probably going to just make a date and come through and hump. Typically, women try to do something more. Like, you have to do something first, right? Before you get to have sex. I'm not saying everybody.
I was going
to
say,
because them hoes out there. We're not talking about them. But so generally speaking, that's how it is.
Yeah.
But
I knew. I told you I was getting myself in trouble. I'm gonna get myself in trouble because everybody.
There's always an exception.
Everybody don't ask for dinner. Everybody don't need them flowers.
You're right.
I'm just saying.
You're right.
That's what Durk don't want them.
I just seen what you just threw at us. That's interesting.
He wants somebody a little more wholesome.
Wholesome is fine, yeah. I guess.
I think in his position, that's why I think it was good that we just branched off of him, because in his position, it's not saying that he's just some big famous artist, but they do get him easy access. And I'm only saying it's different because I've actually witnessed it. I haven't participated. I witnessed it, you know, working in. Mm-hmm. Music venues, and I just see it, and I just feel like that's something that he just said, hey, that's not something that I want to call my girl or my wife. You know what I mean? That's fun. I wouldn't have said I don't want no hoe. I just want somebody that's a little more wholesome and, you know, maybe haven't been around the block a lot. I don't know.
I don't think his original statement, I don't think he was disrespectful in his original statement. Yeah. I don't think he called out her name or I think he just made his preference, and everybody was like, this whole nigga is talking about he don't want no hoe. Like, okay. Like, they got it, but they're just like, damn, you don't want nobody like you, huh? Because you know that shit ain't right. It was that type of thing. Like, you know that hoe, that's not cool. But, okay.
Well, can I say,
what else?
Go ahead, bro.
You know what else is crazy? Why he should have never came out and said it? So I just sent y'all, like, this little meme that's going out.
That's what I said. That's why I was like, cuz, you just sent us some.
Yo, so I just sent out, like, this little meme where, you know, apparently his girl had said she was only with three people her whole life. And, you know, the internet is ruthless. The internet does not sleep. You know what I'm saying? So there's, like, a little meme going out now with her with, like, 15 guys. You know, and I'm talking, like, not he just walking down the street.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they're hugged up. They're kissing. So, like, I'm sorry. People say, not Rob, people say, if you ask your woman or your lady how many people they've been with, and it's probably the same for men, too, you got to multiply that by three. You know what I'm saying? And it looks like that might be the case in the situation, you know? So he should have shut the hell up.
He should have. You know? Famous people, they put their foot in their mouth all the time because you know the internet's going to go dig up her past. Because, and then when you say a hoe, women take that, you know, some women take that, you know, offensive, you know, and they're going to go and search and be like, a hoe? Well, let's talk about your, exactly. But
we're
going
to have to have another conversation about all the audacity that men have anyway.
Yeah. And the word hoe, must I say, it doesn't stain the same. And I meant to say that earlier with women and men.
With men.
Yeah. You call a men a hoe, that's a celebration. That's what's up.
Yeah. I think that's amongst y'all. I think from women, I think if men understood that women really look at y'all the same way y'all look at us, like, ill. Like, there are dudes that we literally be like, ill, like, don't touch him, like, nasty, ill. Like, if men knew that women felt that way really about them, regardless of the other women who actually sleep with them. But there are women who be like, ill, he's nasty. Ew, that nigga, ill. Like,
there's some women that look at ill, and some women look at that as, ooh, he's experienced, and they like that.
Like I just said, you have those women who, but men don't think that. Men think that all women just kind of accept it and just kind of move on, like, oh, we can't be. But no, there are women who are thoroughly disgusted by some men's behavior. Yeah, yeah, like,
not all men.
Yeah. No, and not all. Yeah. Everybody knows there's exceptions when I'm speaking of.
Hey, I'm being robbed today.
Not. I'm never ever talking about the every single person. Hey, it's just always, you know, a real majority rule type of thing.
Though. You don't never defend me when Rob comes at me like that. That's hilarious.
Well, how did this
That's
turn
hilarious.
To this? Donna?
I just what? Have to how say that. That is Wait, hilarious.
Okay. What did I just defend?
I'm going to keep my eye on that. No, you don't. Exactly.
I defended Rob, though. Just now?
Listen, well, you defend him when you don't say anything.
Right there. He just pulled a Jussie.
I got to pull a Jussie.
He made this completely about him. It had nothing to do with him. Jussie Donnell over here, man. It had nothing to do with Donnell.
Everybody listening know that when they watch this show, Rob get very offended if he feel I'm saying all and I don't specify that I'm talking about, you know, a certain person. And no one says nothing. They just let him go off. But that's cool. That's cool.
The y'all ain't easy Tupac over Donnell. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Rob do have a, he does have a real taking that big title. Problem with words. He does not like that all stuff. He always want to jump in and be throwing up an example of why it ain't all.
I just want to be clear in what we're saying. That's all it is.
See, that's the point that I get, that I know you got to kind of like, with people listening, you got to kind of like be specific and be clear. That
I mean, are people really that slow? And that, like, yes, one side minded, yes, like, yeah, people really think that when you're making a comment that you're really speaking to everybody in that population.
They're
like,
going,
yes,
make a comment right on our post and go right
if
in
it
on
doesn't
me.
Apply, let it fly, right? Ain't that the same?
That's how I figure.
People,
but
don't do that no more.
I realize, yeah, you do got to be Pacific.
You Pacific, have to.
Not Pacific, okay. Specific.
Don't say Pacific. Pacific.
Pacific.
You got to be Pacific.
Yeah, exactly.
You be Atlantic. Yeah. I'll be Pacific. Yeah.
I caught myself before anybody got me. Now you're going to run with it. I appreciate it. Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, we can talk all day about, you know, different things versus men and women. I get what you're saying. I see that you guys went off on it. I didn't really take it like that originally, but I see that you guys had other conversations and you went into, you know, specific things about things that's put out there versus women and men, or men and women, I should say. Yeah, because you correct me with Jussie and Jesse.
Like, now he don't make no mistakes now.
I got to correct myself before somebody catches me, because I know you guys are going to run with it. So, yeah, I mean, what are we going to do? I don't think that's ever going to change, but.
I don't think there's no change. You know, I just really want more men to understand that we do think y'all hoes, and y'all do turn us off, and we do think that y'all's behavior is disgusting. I think we more so think so when men are older and should be a little bit more mature and over that stage. Like, I think everybody should have their, you know, time where that may not matter. But if, you know, you're older and, you know, still sticking your peen everywhere, and you gotta chill out. I think, you know, sometimes, I mean, women too, you know, I think sometimes people use things like sex to cover up things that they're going through, to hide insecurities. Mm-hmm. You know, the more women or men you sleep with, the more attractive you might think you feel, because, well, why do all these women want to sleep with you? Or why all these men want to sleep with you if you ain't cute? Or, you know what I mean? Maybe that's how women or men think. But again, I don't think it's because, I don't know. I think very few people really just be like, oh, I really want to go out and, I don't know, have sex with like 100 women and see how many women I can have sex with. Like, it's just not safe. So I just can't see like people wanting to make that like a goal.
Yeah. It's just crazy. But I think it's all about a preference thing, to be honest with you. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll find your good wholesome man, and you won't find, there's plenty of unwholesome men out there. You'll find your wholesome woman, and there's plenty of unwholesome women out there.
You know what I mean? Wholesome and unwholesome.
It's just like, yeah. It's just like kind of those things where you just see it and just be like, yeah, that ain't my type. You know what I mean? So it's just kind of like, you go for who you like, but thinking that anything's ever going to change for anybody out there listening, it's not. It's not. This world that we live in is just a big old world, and everybody's just having a lot of fun. And yeah.
And so men and women are both going to be hoes.
Yes.
Y'all.
Yes. Forever. Let's, yeah. Forever. Yeah.
That's it.
That's what's up. Yeah. I think it is. Like, it's no, I don't think we got
not
to
all.
Go in depth.
Not all.
Not all.
Let's make sure we say that. Not all.
Not at all.
I want to get checked in a minute.
Yeah. But yeah, we'll move on from that unless you guys got something else to say with that.
I just wanted to get that out there. Thank you all for entertaining that conversation.
Absolutely. I mean, did we have a choice? But anyway, thank you guys for listening. One thing I do have to promise, I'm not going to slip. I got to bring back our man, Y'all Ain't Easy. People be listening to it. They want to hear that on our segment. You know, I already got reminded a few times. So I guess I'll keep, you know, I'll make sure I continue to put that on there. I'm gonna pass that around a couple of people so they can do the man, Y'all Ain't Easy, and not just me.
I got one for you, Darnell, today.
Oh, you're going to do it?
It's going to be quick. It's going to be quick.
Well, let's go ahead and do it.
Y'all Ain't Easy.
Can we do our intro first? Can we do it?
Renisha, you ready?
Yeah, I'm quiet.
On the count of three.
Yeah, you got to time it.
Man, Y'all Ain't Easy on the count of three.
Nope, I got to be prepared. I got to practice for that.
She said, nah, she's not ready. So Darnell, let me just jump in here with the Y'all Ain't Easy this time.
Go ahead and get it.
My Y'all Ain't Easy today.
He's frustrated.
Is for all you listeners and people that are just going with the media spill against Kanye West. And I'm just gonna say really quickly,
turn his mic off.
Expression is to be celebrated. Y'all didn't say nothing when Ozzy Osbourne was biting off dove heads. You didn't say nothing when Marilyn Manson was doing what he was doing. Kanye put a little video up with Pete with flowers. Leave that man alone. That's all I'm gonna say. That's all I'm going to say. It's artistic expression.
Hey, I ain't got nothing else to say about it.
Me neither.
I thought you was going into your traffic and all that stuff, but man.
Makes me sick.
Yeah, that's what's up. Thank you guys for listening. There's your man. Y'all Ain't Easy right there. Let Kanye be Kanye. I'm not even responding to it. This is not the words from the Y'all Ain't Easy.
Support artistic. Expression.
Yeah, support artistic expression. That's what's up. Just not Kanye West. Thank you guys for listening to today's episode. We appreciate you guys for listening. And as we always say, please make sure you go check out our episodes at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. And you can also follow us on our social medias at Twitter, on Twitter and Instagram at @YallAin'tEasy_podcast. Or at Facebook, you can follow us at Y'all Ain't Easy and RJD Podcast. And yeah, I'm going to change that. That's just way extra long and I got to figure it out. Other than that, you can also email us at YallAin'tEasy@gmail.com. Thank you guys for tuning in. Like we said, we're bringing Y'all Ain't Easy back. Thanks to my bro Rob for starting it off today. But I know you guys are missing it and we're going to bring it. And maybe I can get Rob to do that every single time. But other than that. Thank you guys for tuning in. I'm one of your hosts, Darnell.
This is Rob.
And your girl, Nisha.
Peace. Yeah.